Welcome to Psalms of Hope with Samantha Landy, author of over 20 books, businesswoman, magazine columnist, Bible teacher, international conference speaker, and distinguished woman of the year from Northwood University. The scripture says in Isaiah 55:11, "So shall my word be that goes forth from my mouth. It shall not return to me void, but it shall accomplish what I please, and it shall prosper in the thing for which I sent it." It is Samantha's desire to fulfill this scripture, encircling the earth with God's word and God-honoring music, bringing the message of Jesus and his love to you. And now, here's Samantha.
Welcome. Well, I'm really excited about my theme for this program. I want to tell you through scripture and songs that God loves you more. Well, I know you know it, but do you really know it when hard times come? Do you have that bedrock knowledge that He will be with you no matter what happens? Well, at least for me, and I suspect for you, I need to hear something over and over before I really believe it. So on today's program, I'm calling my theme, God Loves You More. Now I know you've heard that God loves you, but do you really believe it? God loves us more than we can imagine or think. In fact, the Bible says that while we were still sinners, God loves us. Does God want us to stay the same hateful, spiteful, angry person we once were? Of course not. But while we are in the process of learning to be the loving person He desires us to be, He just keeps on loving us. Do you doubt what I said? Well, listen to this verse from 1 John 4:9-10. It says, God showed us how much He loves us by sending His one and only Son into the world so that we might have eternal life through Him. This is real love. Not that we love God, but that He loved us and sent His Son as a sacrifice to take away our sins. So, when I remind you that God loves you, and in fact, God loves you more, I'm just paraphrasing that verse. For it takes an unbelievable kind of love to die for someone, to rescue them. And that's what Jesus did. He loved you so much, He died for you, as the Bible says in that verse, so that you might have eternal life with God. Well, there's a wonderful song that says what I've been saying. Here are some of the words. When I find myself in doubt, your love comes and pulls me out. You give more and more love every day. Yes, nobody loves me like you do. So here is Amy Grant singing for you now. Nobody loves me like you.
I've always known it's no surprise. It's just the front keeps me from showing. But time after time, I've tried to disguise that it's your love that keeps me going.
When I find myself in doubt, your love comes and pulls me out. And when I turn away,
nobody loves
sure with you.
I love you, Lord, with all that you do. I want the whole world to know it.
When I find myself in doubt, your love comes and pulls me out.
And when I turn away, you give more and more love every day. Every day. Nobody loves me like you. Nobody loves me like you do. Nobody loves me like you. Nobody loves me like you do. Nobody loves me like you. Nobody loves me like you do. Nobody loves me like you. Nobody loves me like you.
Nobody loves me like you.
Nobody loves me like you.
Nobody loves me like you do.
Oh, yes, it's true. Nobody loves you like God does. In fact, God loves you unconditionally, no matter how much you mess up. You know, I can emotionally beat myself up when I know I've hurt someone or disappointed them. So, I'm still learning that God loves me unconditionally, even when I do mess up. Oh, it helps with our security just knowing that we are loved. And in the vernacular of today, let me say, God is crazy about you. You know, in the Bible, God says he wants to cover you with his wings. It's rather like putting a warm, snuggly blanket over you to keep you protected. Oh, there are lots of amazing things about God's love for us in the Bible. Did you know God waits for you to talk to him? Of course, we call it prayer. And he's hanging on your every word. In Zephaniah, the old prophet, it says that God hearkens to your voice. That means he really listens. And then later in Zephaniah 3:17, talking again about God, it says, he will take delight in you with gladness. With his love, he will calm all your fears. He will rejoice over you with joyful songs. So, no matter what your age or where you live or even what you think your limitations are, God loves you more. And if you think God can't love you, you're wrong. But it's not because of who you are, or because of what you did or didn't do. It boils down to just one thing. It's just because God said it. He loves you. Well, I hope you're getting that message deep in your heart. And now here's a song that I've loved since childhood. It's a wonderful song that says what I've been talking about. Let the words sink deep into your heart. Here is the Tallawood Choir singing, "Oh, How He Loves You and Me."
Oh, how he loves you.
Yes, how he loves you and me. I remember singing that song in my childhood. I can see my mother and I sitting in church, third row, right of center, singing those words. And it's so true, whether it was in that little church in South Dakota or today. Truly, God's love is just the same as it was thousands of years ago when they wrote about it in the Bible. And through the years, God has shown me examples of his love, sometimes in rather amusing ways. For instance, I used to have a little dog, Shotzi. Whether I was gone for a month or a few minutes putting out the garbage, Shotzi always danced around my feet, excitedly barking her delight at my return. Well, one day, as I was petting her to calm her down, I felt God say in my heart, "I've given her to you to remind you how happy I am every time you come to me. She's a reminder of my constant love for you." Well, at first, the idea that my little dog's love was an example of God's love for me seemed rather simplistic. But then I began to understand. God waits for me to come to him and loves every minute of it. God delights to walk with me and talk with me, and he never tires of showing his love for me. He's my faithful friend who loves me, and of course, you too. Well, I've found God often speaks to us in simple ways. Jesus did when he was on this earth, and he taught about everyday affairs of life in the parables. And now there's a wonderful song that reminds us wherever we are, there is enough love, because Jesus is in the room. A few of the lyrics say, "There's quite enough power to chase away any gloom, for Jesus, Lord Jesus, is in this very room." And now, here's Gary McSpadden singing for you, "In This Very Room."
In this very room, there's quite enough love for one like me. And in this very room, there's quite enough joy for one like me. And there's quite enough hope and joy for all of us, and there's quite enough hope and quite enough power to chase away any gloom. For Jesus, Lord Jesus. Thank you.
Quite enough love for Jesus, Lord Jesus, is in this very room. And that very room is wherever you are. I'm Samantha Landy, and this is the Psalms of Hope program. You know, it's interesting, even though I'm just one of the millions of God's kids, I can still sing My Jesus. I used to think that was a little presumptuous until I thought about the fact that even though there are six children in our family, each one of us, we always say, my dad. I guess that's because dad had a special relationship with each one of us. Isn't it wonderful God's like that too? He loves each one of us as individuals, as someone special to his heart. And God is always there for us, watching over us, loving us. The Apostle Paul in his letter to Timothy wrote, "The grace of our Lord was poured out on me abundantly, along with the faith and the love that are in Christ Jesus." This is quite astonishing when you think about Paul's past and that he killed the new Christians. Yes, if there was ever a time in our lives when something just doesn't make sense, it might be the fact that God loves us, no matter who we are or what we've done. So whether it's the Apostle Paul 2,000 years ago, or you, my listeners, 2,000 years later, we can say, yes, God loves me. And like you, I'm still on that journey of learning that nothing can change God's love for me and for you. If you're someone who doesn't feel God's love, it's my prayer that on this program you'll begin to accept the fact that God does love you. I know that God prompts me on certain themes because he has a particular person in mind who's listening. And if you're a person who needed to be reminded of God's love, will you drop me a note or email? It will be a wonderful encouragement for me to know you're learning that God loves you too. Well, now here's a wonderful song that talks about the immensity of God's love for us. Here is Steve Emerson singing "The Love of God."
The love of God is greater far than tongue with you.
Yes, wherever in the world you are, there is more than enough love for you, because Jesus is with you and he loves you. Oh, I hope you're having a fresh new glimpse of God's love for you today. One of the modern day people that many of us think of when we think of a selfless love is Mother Teresa of Calcutta, India. While on the East Coast many years ago, she spoke in a huge banquet room filled with people. Mother Teresa stood before us and told of a man lying in an open sewer in Calcutta. He was covered with sores and maggots. She offered the dying man her open arms and a sip of water. Well, her words challenged me. How could I help others the way she helped them? As if hearing my thoughts, Mother Teresa said, "People often come to me and say, 'Mother, what can I do?'" And she pointed her finger at us in the audience and said, "I tell them to go home and love their family." Well, hope flowed through me, for the great Lady of Love had commissioned me a task I could accomplish, or at least I could try. She hadn't asked me to go to some distant country, only to my corner of the world and show people God's love. And so I pass that commission to you. As I've shared on this program, God loves you more. So now you go out and love the people in your corner of your world, your family, your neighbors, people at work, people at the grocery store, wherever you are. Choose to show them God's love through you, maybe with a prayer or even a smile or a hug. Well, so long for now. And if you're blessed by this program, will you take a few moments to write or email me? This program is listener supported, but whether you can send a gift or not, I'd love to hear from you. You can go to my website and order any books I've written or listen to more programs. So thank you. Do tune in again, same time, same place. This is Samantha Landy, and it's my prayer that you will put your hope in God.
Thank you for listening to Psalms of Hope with Samantha Landy. Email her at samanthalandy.com. That's LANDY.com. Your gifts help to keep Psalms of Hope on your station. If you wish to write, you may do so at P.O. Box 1103, Florence, Montana, 59833, USA. To connect with Samantha, find her on Facebook.com/TheSamanthaLandy. That's Facebook.com/TheSamanthaLandy. Please comment on her page and share it with others. We pray that God, the source of our faith, will give you love, joy, peace, and hope as you trust in Him.